This episode of Outspoken is brought to you by Modibodi, the period underwear that gives you better support, better protection, and a better life. This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking. Our names are Amy, Kate, and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions, so sometimes things can get heated. Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment, and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Outspoken. We thought we'd take the chance today to do a little bit of a story time all about high school.
I think we're going to need maybe a psychiatrist to talk to after. It's going to be quite traumatic because we were nerds at school. Some would say losers. We didn't really have that many friends. Well, we really were each other's friends.
Look, I think we probably need to set the scene. So we all had a great time at primary school, had a great group of friends. So when it came to going to high school, a lot of our friends went to different schools. And I suppose when you're going through those awkward, that awkward adolescent stage, people are always going to pick on people that there's something different about them. And to be honest, on the first day of year eight, we stood out like a sore thumb because obviously being triplets, we looked the same. We were in oversized uniforms and we were just not loving life.
That's something I feel like a lot of people can relate to, is their parents buying them uniforms that are about 10 sizes too big in the hope that they'll somewhat fit into them.
Yeah, so no offense to Mum, I know she'll be listening, but she bought us size 16 jumpers and said we would grow into them, but we're only size 8 now. So I don't know what she thought was going to be happening.
Hey, maybe she predicted this very oversized jumper trend that's happening at the moment. Maybe they look quite good on now.
Yeah, maybe. Well, they were the horrible jumpers that I think everyone has where they actually smell like wet dog when they get wet. So yeah, that wasn't fun. I also... unfortunately was one of two girls at school in year eight that had brown leather shoes. So you could get black or brown, and I made the stupid decision to get brown, which regretted.
Pretty sure they were spendless shoes as well.
Yes, they were. And unfortunately, you know, you just don't want anything that stands out. And the fact that I had brown shoes and everyone had black, I was like, bloody hell.
That would have been my one tip for anyone who might be listening that's going to high school, is you really, as you say, you don't want to stand out from the crowd. You really want to be almost like a little sheep, which is terrible to say. I mean, even at our school, we didn't have a set uniform with pants, and just all, it's something about popular people. They all seem to know the right thing to wear.
Well, I think it's because they have older brothers and sisters who are wearing the pants. So the pants that were popular back in the day were face-off pants. And we did not have those pants. We had pants from Katie's.
Does anyone... face-off pants in year 10, though.
Eventually, we got the pants that we're in.
Can we put this in our Facebook group, though? In our community, sorry. Does anyone remember the brand Face-Off? Now, it was from a very, very cheap... LCM or one of those. Is that the store?
That's a bar.
What is it?
It was something like
MLS.
That,
I don't know. MLS. I don't even know. It's some very cheap store that is still running at the moment at our local shopping center.
It was like a Supre kind of shop, basically.
Oh my God. That just reminded me of the other thing about high school, which again, let's put it in the group. Does everyone remember carrying their gym gear around in like some sort of surf branded bag, or it was...
I think a lot of people had sports girl bags or Supre. Like it sort of said a lot about what bag you were holding.
I felt so sorry for myself. I had like one tattered JJ bag that I kept like bringing around with me.
JJ's not even a good brand.
No.
Well, we should move on to PE, because PE at high school, you either love it or hate it. And we all grew up really sporty, but there was something different about PE at high school.
Well, I think it's when they get the kids to pick who's in whose team. Like, I thought that was quite an outdated concept.
That was so brutal. And as we said, not being popular, we were often last picked, even though we were good at sport.
I remember being picked last, and I remember beating everyone. So I was picked, this guy and I, we were picked last, and we had to join up and play tennis together, and we smashed everybody because we played club tennis on the weekends.
I think the other thing I remember about PE is that awkward moment in the change rooms when you're expected to like strip off in front of everyone.
Yeah, so you're either the popular girl that's stripping off, showing off her new bra, or you're the person in the cubicle that's too nervous to get change in front of everyone.
I mean, it's safe to say we were all that person in the cubicle. Or you could be the person in the boys' room where there's the rogue PE teacher who's pretending to come into the room just to catch a glimpse of the guys.
There's always one PE teacher that gets accused of being a pedophile, isn't there?
I think it's just a thing that comes with it, unfortunately. Well, talking about the change rooms, there was a time when one of the popular girls, she was dancing around in a new bra that she had outside of the cubicle. And I think I was inside the cubicle when it happened, but her bra actually popped off.
No, I was popped off. I was
popped
out,
open.
Like, yeah, but well, no, like it came
her
off.
Her boob popped out. No, her boob popped out.
Oh, well, something came out.
I was there, and then she ran into the cubicle. Was all very, it was one of those stories that goes around the school. Another story that went around our school was there was a girl, I won't obviously name her, but she was a bit of a character at the school. And this, I suppose, dates us a little bit because she photocopied her chest and then emailed it to everybody because phones at the time weren't, I don't think you had
did she email it? No, I think it got printed off.
And it got then printed and put on everyone's lockers.
Yeah. I never saw the photo, to be honest. But this said girl, she also in year 12 flashed in the year 12 formal photo. So she was kind of in the middle and they had to actually edit her out of the photograph.
I thought they put her in the crease.
No, well, yeah, she was, no, they edited her out somehow.
She did go on to appear on Farmer Wants a Wife as well. She didn't make it far.
She did, funnily enough, get nominated for C-grade celebrity, or most likely to be a C-grade celebrity reality star.
At a school formal, you have to
Well, talking about the school formal, for some strange reason, Sophie, Amy and I nominated ourselves to be on the formal committee. Oh, and look, you were involved in, you know, creating the formal.
Well, it was very political because the reason we were in the formal committee was a friend of mine. She wanted to be the head of the formal committee and she needed to have us vote her as the president. So being a good friend, we decided we'd help.
I love how losers that's.
Well, what's funny about being involved in the formal committee is one of our roles was to pick, well, not to pick, but to do a vote of who would be nominated for an award.
We had to count the votes.
So, yeah, we were tallying the votes and there were awards like the biggest Cadbury, who would be most likely to be a Z-grade celebrity. And, of course, the girl who flashed in the school photo was voted C-grade celebrity. So at the formal, she got up on stage and wasn't she swearing into the microphone and she was drunk?
You've missed the kicker of that story. No, we might have had a bit to do with who won.
Well, that's what I was getting into. So we actually decided on people that we didn't like to win awards that were probably not particularly nice. I mean, now I'll preface, these people were awful to us.
Yeah.
So a girl that we didn't like, we made her win the biggest Cadbury. But the strange thing is you could actually reject the award if you didn't want to win it, which I don't think that's right.
Oh, I think it leads to, you know, that's public humiliation.
That's not right, but cheating in terms of who wins was.
Look. It sounds bad, but these people did deserve it.
Now, let's cast our minds further back to year 8. Now, that was a very difficult time for all of us. We were, you know, ridiculously bullied quite to a bad extent. I mean, on the daily, we got called ABC.
I mean, it's terrible because you do hear of people being badly bullied at school. And I don't want to go into it too much because we want this podcast to be quite funny. But as we said, we were kind of, I suppose, targeted in a way because we were identical. And for some reason, the kids at our school didn't like the fact that we used to hang out with each other. And I think they got confused by the fact we looked so similar. And I remember it's funny because sometimes you felt like you wanted to be invisible when people were staring at you. And then other times you felt completely visible there was one instance where I was getting my bag out from my locker and these two boys started fighting and one of them had iced coffee in his hands. It was literally like I didn't exist. They were like fighting right near me and all of a sudden the iced coffee got poured all over me, all over my white top, and they didn't even apologize. It was like I just didn't exist.
I think that's the worst thing because a lot of people talk about exclusion, which is a really hard form of bullying to deal with, which is something that we unfortunately had to encounter at school. So it is that feeling of being invisible. It's being excluded from parties, from formal before and after parties. So in year 12, we didn't even get invited to the before and after party at our formal, yet teachers were getting invited. So it's a really hard feeling. And I know it's probably one that a lot of other people have experienced. And it's something that takes a while to get over. I mean, we went to uni and we had a great time at uni, but it used to always play on my mind, why are people being nice to me? Because no one at high school was ever nice to us.
And that's what breaks my heart though, because, you know, it was difficult enough to put up with. Like, we graduated 2006 and obviously there wasn't any social media around, and it breaks my heart to think that kids are probably going through this now, and the form of exclusion is emphasized by social media with people sharing Insta stories of the parties they're going to, like, and not being able to disconnect from that once you're home would be really difficult.
Well, the thing is as well, you can make one wrong move at high school and that's your whole high school sort of disrupted, because I remember there was a guy at our school, and the first day, I think it was the induction day, he made the mistake of telling everybody that he loved cats.
Well, this is what annoys me, because during those inductions, you go around and you ask stupid questions like, tell us something that you like.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's pretty hard to be put on the spot and come up with something. And yeah, and as Amy said he liked cats. And from there on in, he was bullied relentlessly.
Yeah, he was called Cat Boy. I mean, the funniest thing out of this scenario is that he's actually gone on to become a model and one of, you know, a quite successful person to come out of the school. So I suppose that's is something for people to think about that might be going through a difficult time at the moment, is, well, just because you're experiencing something at high school, it doesn't mean that that's going to last forever.
Oh, definitely not. And looking back, I mean, I remember standing, our school used to look onto another school. It was an agricultural school. And I remember used to stand there waiting for the home group classroom to open. I have no idea. We actually were early because our dad worked at the school and dropped us off. We never usually are on time. And I remember looking out and just thinking, oh gosh, there's another 4 years of this to go. But now looking back, it just was so long ago. And it's quite funny because a lot of the people that are popular, sorry, that were popular at the school are now doing really dead end jobs. And it's quite funny to look back and think, wow, well, they were gods for like 5 years and then it's just been a decline for them.
Well, that's the rule of thumb, isn't it? You've always got to be nice to the nerdy people. Like everyone says, oh, be nice to the nerdy guys. They're the ones that are going to go on and own the software companies and be mega rich. So
it's not about being mega rich.
Well, nerdy girls as well. I'm not trying to refer to ourselves here, but you know, some people blossom after high school.
I've got to say, and our best friend's probably listening to this, but I do remember, I don't know why this just reminded me, but so we weren't as good of friends with our best friend at school. Our friendship sort of blossomed out of school, but we were always friendly because we bonded over Harry Potter, which we touched on another
episode. And our hatred of most of the people at the school.
Yeah, and maybe we mentioned this episode, but I loved it because she and her group of friends at the time, they kind of didn't care what anyone thought. They'd go and have stick fights out the front of the school and all of that kind of thing. And
Owen's not going to be happy that you said that.
I'm pretty sure we mentioned the other episode. But you know what? I would have preferred to be doing that than being too scared to say anything or do anything for fear of judgment. I mean, I think we probably did somewhat, didn't really care what people thought.
Well, I did remind the others when we were reflecting on what we were going to talk about on today's episode that we in year nine started a petition to get Rob Mills back on Australian Idol and went around and got people to sign it. And we were reflecting on why we were, you know, not popular. And I was like, wow, that might have been one of the reasons why.
Another not so fond memory of mine was school casual days. I feel like everyone can relate to this. I remember there used to be a jeans day. I'm not sure what charity it was for.
Jeans for jeans.
Oh, jeans for jeans. And you always found out that you had the wrong shade of jeans.
I was going to say, well, spare a thought for the poor kids who always forgot that it was casual day. No, they'd rock up in the uniform.
There were some kids that would prefer to wear the uniform and not pay the dollar or something. I remember that.
Well, it's probably because you don't want to put yourself out there.
Well, moving on to a sort of a different topic, crushes at school. Now, I think we've sort of described the population of the school we went to as being not very nice. You know, the boys, I don't really remember having too many crushes on any of those foul boys. It was more celebrities that...
Oh, yeah, there were celebrity crushes like Chad Michael Murray, Jesse McCartney, Millsy, as we touched on before. But it was quite funny because after high school, we found out that Sophie had a crush on one of the guys at school, which was the German exchange student.
It blew our minds.
Yeah. Why are you throwing me under the bus with this? It's just awkward to talk about.
It was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I feel embarrassed by myself.
But it's funny talking about crushes because you always hear of kids having crushes on their teachers at school. And I don't ever remember having a crush on a teacher, but I do remember there was a teacher at our school who was probably in his 40s and he had kids and everyone seemed to love him because he was quite nice.
But that's the thing. It's like,
didn't you have a crush on him, Soph?
No, I did not have a crush on him. He was one of my favourite teachers. It didn't mean I'd have a crush on him.
Do you remember there was that volleyball teacher, coach?
Yeah.
I mean, he was better looking than...
I hated him. He was mean.
He was a dick.
But don't you think it's funny when you see these people that have been touted as like the hot teacher and then when you're out of school, you realise, oh, they were just the only one that was sort of under 30
It's the same with when people at school date uni students or older kids, and you're like, yeah, oh wow, that's so cool, they're being picked up in their car. And then you realize, wow, like that person's a bit of a loser for dating an underage student.
Well, talking about people dating at high school, and remember there were always those pregnancy scares or rumors that went around with some of the girls. Like there was one girl who I swear everyone said was pregnant for 2 years. She has not had children.
I think that's because her weight like fluctuated. I mean, that's what's awkward. It is, you know, during puberty your weight goes back and forth.
But she was, it wasn't that she was a big girl. It was literally that she, I think, went really, really thin, and then she kind of, it was just a normal weight.
The poor girl was probably just bloated one day.
She was. What about moving on to other students? And we pinpointed this particular student we wanted to talk about. Now, should we just call her a fake name for this? Because it's kind of hard to... Yeah.
Okay.
What Sally. Should we call it? Sally. Okay. So Sally came to the school in year 11, and she was put into my home group. And not having that many friends at the school, I was always super nice to the exchange students because, you know, you want to make...
Exchange.
Oh, sorry, not exchange. I've still got Sophie's lover.
I tried to be nice to the exchange.
To the new kids. So anyway, I sort of took this girl under my wing, and a few alarm bells started going, you know, in regards to some of the conversations she started talking about.
Well, one was her hit list, wasn't it?
Yeah. So she basically had a hit list of all the people that she wanted dead.
That had wronged her.
It's completely normal, isn't it? I mean,
she was one of those people that you'd expect to come to school with a gun one day. So it was better to sort of stay on her good side. I remember we had an art class with her, and she hated the art teacher, who was lovely. She even threw a paintbrush at him at one point.
My favorite memory of her was her hairstyle. So, you know, it was back in the day when you had, I'm sorry, I don't know the other word, but slut strands. Correct word? I'm sorry if that offends anyone.
Probably just strands.
Strands of hair. And then she had this bottle that... the squeezy bottle that she'd spray her hair.
Spray bottle.
Or well, spray bottle. Wouldn't it not stay straight?
Yeah, so she had to wet it. So she'd wet it between lessons.
I still remember her telling me, because it was in the day when they had hair straighteners, but they weren't as good. Like, I don't think people had GHD back then. Mm. And she had one of those.
God, we're old.
She had one of those where I don't think you were actually meant to go from wet to dry, but she did anyway.
Oh, my God.
That's like the girl who used to iron her hair. Remember that girl? At school?
Yes, I do.
What were some of the other fashion mistakes? I feel like everyone just lived in like the surf branded big jumpers, and you'd always have the same one as someone.
I remember I had this beautiful pink Billabong hoodie, and my friend also had it, and she wore it to my birthday party. I know we said we didn't have friends, but we did have a few.
A handful.
By year 12, we had none. But
oh, my goodness, because that reminds me. So we used to be really good friends with a girl at school. And what shall we call her? Harriet. So we used to be really good friends.
All these random names.
Yeah, with Harriet. And so, like, the best of friends. She was probably the only good thing about being in that school, I suppose, was that initial friendship we had with her. And it turned out that we had a little bit of a falling out with her. And I feel bad, you know, throwing around the word psycho. Like, we used the word psycho before, but it turned out that she, in year 12, when she stopped being friends with us, she created a fictitious boyfriend and a fictitious group of other friends to her new group of friends.
That's completely normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
So probably not normal how we found out about it, which we won't be going into. But it turned out that she had actually created email addresses for the fake friends. Mm. She had even had a burner phone where she would text herself on with a different SIM card. It was actually insane.
And let's just throw it out there. This guy wasn't just, you know, a normal guy.
This is
it was
fake
like
boyfriend.
The fake boyfriend was this like super hot blonde a professional surfer.
Yeah. So he couldn't come to the formal because he was in a surfing accident in Hawaii. Now, can you believe that people actually believed it? And we were trying to tell people, this is not true. This is a delusion that she has. And no one believed us.
No.
I mean, it all came out that it was a lie. And then... But yeah, it was actually insane.
Fun times.
Mm. Well, that same girl, we used to play girls football with her. And so we all decided to sign on for girls football because we found out one of the teachers at our school who we loved, her son used to play for the Crows. And I think we can name him because he was a celebrity, James Begley. I would Google him if I were you guys. Because
he used to be a Clio Bachelor of the Year when that was a thing.
Yeah, so, he was hot.
Yeah, so the year he came to coach.
Oh, fuck, he's... I actually saw him the other day.
Oh, did you?
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this. Yeah, he's working here as like a sports manager of some sort.
Oh dear, so. I'm sure this isn't the podcast that he would listen to.
Well, he's still pretty hot. So.
The thing is, when he was coaching the girls' football team, he was actually in Clio Bachelor of the Year, the awards. And remember there was this topless photo of him in the paper. Anyway, I digress. So of course, we were massive Crows fans at the time, so we signed up to play in this football team, and I do love football. I mean, you may have heard all of our views on the women's football in a previous podcast, but my goodness, we thought it was non-contact. I remember coming out to the football field and literally being hip and shouldered to the floor.
Oh, and there were some big girls. Yeah, we're probably 6 foot five. Yeah. Sorry, not 6 foot five, when, 5 foot.
No, like there five, was three. So we were five, up four. Against some like 6 foot girls that were just like pushing us around.
It really ended up backfiring on us because James Begley only coached like a handful of games and his friend, was it Blake, coached the rest. So, I mean, it was a bit of fun, but it wasn't worth that being tackled by massive girls that were crushing us into the ground.
I want to move on to muck up day because that was a momentous day at school because one, it signaled the end of school really. And two, I feel like it was a lot of fun for us because I remember it was around the time that Big Brother was on and I think her name was Anna. She had that classic line of saying game on moles. And I remember we got to make our t-shirts and we wrote game on moles on our shirts. Do you guys remember that?
Yes, it was lots of fun creating those shirts. And I remember we had some targets on muck up day for people that had wronged us during our 5 years at school. And it was quite funny because unfortunately the school had banned any sort of elaborate muck up plans except you could do a water fight. So everyone was getting water pistols and water balloons.
But that was because remember there was that I don't know, I'm pretty sure it was actually true because there's always those old wives stories about muck up day.
Oh, was that rumor about at the agricultural school took a cow upstairs and they couldn't get it down?
That happened at our school. So they stole a cow from the next door school and then they led it up the stairs. And the thing with cows is they can't actually walk down. They can only walk upstairs. So
I had feel to... like that didn't actually happen.
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's the other thing though, all the wild rumors that you'd hear at school, like for instance at our school, unfortunately the wild rumors turned out to be true. There was a stabbing in our canteen and there was also some poor person who was killed by a bow and arrow.
It was a javelin.
A javelin. So we always heard those stories at school.
Well, the school when those incidents happened.
No, they were
Well, I feel like everyone should go to our Facebook community and we'll start the sort of convo there about the odd rumors that you heard at school.
Well, back to muck up day, there was an epic moment where a girl we mentioned earlier, the one that was on Farmer Wants a Wife, well, who made the first edition, so I think we were squirting someone else with pistols and she's like, game on moles, and then started spraying her water pistol at us. And as she was doing so she had got her school uniform and cut it all up and made it into a halter neck. And as she was squirting up with us with the water pistol, her shirt fell off. So there seemed to be an on-running theme with her and her boobs always coming out. Anyway, this said girl also, she did a speech at school and we had to talk about our role model or our hero. And she did a 10-minute speech on Paris Hilton and why Paris Hilton was her role model. That kind of summarized her, I think.
Well, to be fair, I mean, we were all obsessed with celebrities as well. It's funny how it's now all YouTubers and influencers kids are obsessed with, but back in the day, for me, it was Hilary Duff and...
Well, moving on to, I suppose, some of the boys that it pains me to say this, but they were probably considered popular. There was one guy at school, and I remember he used to sit across from us in art class, and he had these loud conversations about how many wanks he would have a day. And I remember sitting with our best friend, Owen, and we just couldn't believe the conversation coming from there.
Yeah, and didn't he say he was going to not wank until the formal?
Yeah,
he did. And it was just like he would update everyone how he was going at art. Art was such a great class. Like, that was one of the only classes I enjoyed in terms of having people there. So we had our best friend Owen in the art class with us, And it would be so interesting, as you said, listening into other people's conversations. You'd find out so much about them. But then obviously you'd have your own great chats as well.
But the crazy thing about art was I actually think art was one of the hardest subjects I did in year 12. The amount of work you had to do. But I know we still laugh about it to this day. It's like in art class, you're rewarded for not actually your artistic ability, but the load of crap story you can associate with your art piece. Because we had a kid that I think he got top marks in art because he did an installation, and his installation was an old TV that he smashed the window of and put a KFC box with chicken bones. I can't even remember what bullshit story he made up for it.
Yeah. There was another girl who made a clothing line or a washing line full of clothes.
Mm.
What the fuck was that?
It was so annoying because Amy, Sophie and I have always loved art, and we are quite good, I'd say, at portraits. And we were doing that sort of stuff, and our art teacher would always be like, yeah, but what's the story behind it? And you'd be like, what? I didn't know. And so you had to make up some bullshit in order to get marks.
Some absolute wank. Yeah, it was an absolute wank fest in that class.
Do you guys remember the time in year 9 there was that sort of, you know, there's always this sort of kid at school who, I know this sounds terrible, but everyone thinks they're going to be a pedophile when they grow up or something.
Or a rapist.
Yeah. and it sounds terrible, but I don't know this 100% as if this is true, but I've seen him recently. I wouldn't be surprised. He's a very scary, scary individual.
Well, he was following a year 7 student.
So I don't know if this happened to anyone else's school, but there was a whole school assembly about this guy because in year 9, he started following some of the primary school girls who were across the road, a different school, obviously. He started following them home from school and he started offering people massages. I remember they said, if he has offered anybody a massage, I need you to come forward and tell us what happened.
Well, he wasn't also an erotic massage.
He also used to ask people about their star signs and also stand. So we had some stairs going up into one of the main buildings, and it was those open stairs. So walked up with a skirt, you could see up your dress. So he used to stand under the stairs. And, I mean, we used to just tell him to fuck off, basically.
Yeah, I remember he used to stand over my locker. So, you know, when you have to stand up and then you sort of move into the person. I remember he used to do that, and I would just be like, could you just get out of my way? And he'd be like, you're such a snob. What the hell?
Can we go back to uniforms for a second? Because I feel like there's one thing we haven't covered. Now, our school was a public school, but despite that, it acted like a private school. So we had to wear...
It doesn't sound like a private school with some of the stories we're telling.
Well, we had to wear ties and black or brown shoes, as Kate touched on. And it was always the popular people that seem to get away with wearing their school uniform in the cool way. Like, if any nerd stepped out of line and didn't have their bloody tie done up to the fullest, you would get in trouble.
Well, that's exactly right. And I remember it was almost like some of the teachers wanted to be in the popular group.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, as I mentioned earlier, some of the teachers got invited to the before and after formal parties when we didn't get invited. And it was so weird. And there was one teacher who was always a bit strange. And I remember one day he said something weird to us about how if he was our age, he would want to be friends with us. And then...
That sounds perfectly normal.
Yeah. And then fast forward, you know, 10, 15 years, we found out that he dated a student that was in a year below us. And they were actually, I think they were pretty serious and living together. And it's just
funny.
They've
only recently broken up, apparently.
Yeah. And it's just so weird because sometimes your gut feelings about people are correct. And it's so funny that weird student-teacher relationship in that environment.
Well, just going back to the formal, it was hilarious because each formal, they would film it and then they would show it at the assembly. And I remember always having that sort of nervous feeling because we all didn't go with anyone to the formal. A lot of people did have partners, but a lot of people also didn't because you had to pay for the person to come. And anyway.
I mean, that wasn't our issue. Yeah. We just didn't have anyone to take.
But I remember walking in. I was like, oh God, I don't want to be filmed walking in alone. And we were on our best friend's table with some of her friends. And I remember that because we didn't have enough people on the table, they had to fill it out with like the leftover
people.
Were we
at Owen's table?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Anyway, they ended up filling it out with like two of the hotties from school.
Well, one was Sophie's German exchange student crush, and the other was this.
No. He wasn't on the table. It was another German exchange student.
Yeah, the one that was actually good looking.
Oh, all these good looking German exchange
students. Yeah, so there was this guy that we'd never really met him, but he was a German exchange student. And then this other guy that was new to the school that all the girls had a crush on, and he got sat on our table. And then they all wanted photos with us for the the year 12 formal photos, and everyone was so jealous. So that was the only time something went right at the school formal.
Well, to be honest, the formal was a nightmare for the teachers. So one of the teachers who was on the formal committee actually ended up going home and crying because it's really unfair how the prefects at our school were picked. It wasn't on merit. It was just a popularity contest. So
but isn't that all how – that's how prefects are picked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sadly, we did apply for it and didn't make it. So the prefects –
we're just salty about that.
Yeah. Well, the prefects rocked up all drunk. One of them vomited under a table. I mean, these were at the pre-formal parties that the teachers were at. So work that one out. But, yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare from there, and –
the worst thing was, though, so there was this, the girl that we were talking about before, the one who was the president of the formal committee, she is the nicest person, and she's gone on to become a doctor, and she was one of the lovely people at school. And I remember when everyone was leaving, she ended up falling down the stairs, and everyone was laughing because it looked like she was drunk, but she hadn't had a drop of alcohol at all.
Oh, I felt so bad for her because everyone's like, she's drunk. And you're like, she's not. She just fell.
Well, I think that's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for listening or indulging us and listening to our high school stories.
We'd love to hear some of your experiences at high school. As we said, we're going to put some discussion starters in our podcast community group so you can share some of your funny stories from high school.
Yeah, please make us feel normal because I think everyone has a crap time at high school, to be honest.
Yeah. And if you did enjoy the podcast, we'd love if you could share it in your Insta story and tag us because we do love seeing where you're watching from. And if you do have time and you are a listener of the show and do enjoy it, we'd love if you could leave us a review on the Apple Podcast charts because it really does help us out.